Zion Ir Toshin Pei Hei Arav Naftali Chaim Lipschitz Shlita.
Very good morning. Today's shiur is dedicated to Nishmas Nashi Yehuda ben Yaakov Yosef and Sara Esther B'Chaim Mishnei. As you all know, today we're holding Bimei HaOmer. And for some of us, maybe a lot of us, including myself, when we think about the Bimei HaOmer, we think about making sure that this year around we can count the full 49 days with a bracha. And obviously for those who daven after plag or shkia, they put their reminders in their phone. And as soon as it comes necht, make sure it's necht, they stand up, make a bracha, count the omer, and immediately then they send out their text to all their friends and neighbors to let them know that they've got the Sfiras HaOmer. And to make sure also that if they don't know what number it is, to make sure not to say what the actual number of the night is, in case you're not able to make a bracha that way. So that's Be'etzem, when we think about the Yemei HaOmer, that seems to be the main drive. However, we do know, the Torah says, it's a mitzvah say deraisa, the svartim lochem imochis ha-shabos, v'yeim aviyachem v'zeim ha-tenufo. It's a very fascinating thing. The Torah says, tisperu chamishim yoim, should count 50 days. But we all know, we don't count 50 days, we count 49 days. And the fact is, actually, Shaydim Bol Masber, different Kabbalahs, but the ikonakuda of why there's no doubt about it that we only count 49 days is because it says Sheva Shabbosos Tumim Stiyeno. You can't have more than 49 in 7 weeks. The 50th day is that Akrova, and that's going on the Yom Akrova, which is the 50th day, you should bring Mincha Chadosh Lashem. It's one of the Psalms in Mekum Mesuris. There's a lot of other, if you look yourselves in the Horshin. The Maya Mahuska, there was a very interesting meeting between Reb Chaim Oiza, Zatzal, Kudrinsky, Zatzal, and the Shrotzer. And Reb Chaim Oiza, you know, they were talking, and Reb Chaim Oiza said to the Shrotzer, Efshir Kenst the Mezogah, maybe you can tell me over a vot. So the Shrotzer demurred, he says, what do you mean? Says Reb Chaim Oiza, people say on you that you're a great man. He says, a great man? I'll tell you something. The Gemara Makkos, for all those of you who remember, who do a bit of Daf Yomi, or listen to snapshots of Daf Yomi, the Gemara says, we heard this in Yeshiva, Kama Tipshoi Insha, how stupid are people? Because Mekayimet, Mekameh Sefer Torah, Volei Mekayimet Mekameh Gavar Rabba. People are stupid, they stand up for a Sefer Torah, but they forget to stand up for Talmid HaChomim. The Gemara says, what's so special of the Talmid HaChomim? Says the Gemara, Shaitan Posak, Aborim Yakenu Lo Yosef. Und Chazal Kedarshut, Aborim Chosa Echas. It's only 39 Malkas. It's the fact that Chazal were able to change the Havonis HaTeira in the way the Torah puts it out shows the Chashivas of the Talmid HaChom. So Sorts Asik, Hashem said. You think this is the only time in the Torah where we see Chazal explain things slightly different to the way we would have interpreted it? I've had a note. We say, try to place in the deco, place in the net, what do you put in your hand? Between your fore, between your hands, no? We say in the Indian of Mysterious Haimer, who's swarit him lochem, this brook hangi shi yoin. The Shrotzer said, I'll explain it to you. He says, a man that is other places in the Torah where we see Chazal had to explain their chat. Explain exactly what it means and what the Torah refers to. But you see, here the Torah is talking about Chazal, where Chazal is saying, we deduct, we need to give a punishment to someone who's done an Avera over Leisansei. We deduct one of the Malkas for 39. When Chazal care for the burden and the pain, the punishment of Klal Yisrael, that's what makes a person into our God. That's why the Gemara brings the example of Aborim Yakenu and doesn't bring any other examples which would have shown where we see Chazal change. I heard an interesting shayla, always like a little halacha here. Interesting shayla, the Torah says Aborim Chos Achas. So what happens if someone decides to count the Eim Aborim Chos Achas? Is he Yitzhak? On the one hand, the Torah says Avraham Ekel Leisef, and Chazal said Avraham means Avraham Pasachas. If I want to say 39 tonight, I'll say Avraham Pasachas, I'm a Yetzer. Mishra Berurah brings B'Shem the remoter, the battle, you're Makayim the mitzvah of Sereh Sa'ima. The other Sashacha asks, he says, V'i Kendall Sinu Zayin, it's not a Derech Smira. But the Maisa, what happens if that only applies to Avraham Pasachas, so you do 39, what happens if you want to count, and you want to count 21 minus 1? Would you be Yetzer then? Because there the Torah doesn't actually give a giloy that you are counting in the way of counting. Okay, it's a separate shayla. But Vimishmi, the Ikka we seem to think, Lechatchila, from Musa Haskel, is the counting of Svartim. It seems to be a very interesting thing, we count things. But Avada, that's why we have the Bani Musa. Bani Musa explained that this period of time is related to Avada to Klal Yisrael, who, when they went out of Mitzrayim, the Rebbe Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu in the snare, "Petziach is Omer Mitzrayim, Tavu Nesaytim B'Harazeh." The Ikka Tachas of Yitzias Mitzrayim is Kabbalah Satayra. Mele Gleich, they've done the first Yitzias Mitzrayim. Already, they need to prepare for Kabbalah Satayra. And that means that throughout the next 49 days, until Klal Yisrael receives the Torah, the Kriyas Yam Suf, by Yasa Ha'om, after Klal Yisrael collected all the gold, and Moshe Rabbeinu had to say, come on guys, you spent 3 days here collecting gold, it's time for you to move on. Mara, the bitter waters, the mom, Shabbos, all of these things were hacholas for Kabbalah Satayra. Until Klal Yisrael were ready for that point when they could be, Kish Echot B'Lev Echot, they came to Midbar Sinai, and the Bereshim offered them the Torah, and what the Klal Yisrael said, Nas V'Nishma. Mamela Zong about it, Musa. Memches Kinyoni Atoira, Avada, so too in the same sphere of the world, we come back to this same idea that even on Shavuos is not Homola Kabbalah Satoira, and therefore a person should be making himself and preparing himself during these 49 days to be a kli, a vessel ready to be Makabal Torah. And the Bani Musa said, you look at the mission of us, Memches Kinyoni Atoira, learn one of the kilonim each and every day, and then on the last day do chazara. That's how the Bani Musa is there. Api Kabbalah, we know the world was created with Esa Spheres. What is Esa Spheres? We hear these words all the time, we have no idea what we're talking about, but I don't think I knew. Spheres are midas. Like it says, by Asura, by Morris Nivra, Elam, so too the world was created with 10 midas. The midas are chesed, gevura, Chochma, Netzach, Hoid, and then you've got Tferes, Malchus, Keseh, Bina. There's 10 minutes. Don't divide the Kabbalah. For the 7 weeks prior to Shavuos, each week is a tikkun for one of those Sefiris. This is the last three, Keseh, Bina, and Chochma. Those who are sacking on Leil Shavuos, with tikkun Leil Shavuos, by learning Torah Mevim Ksufim. That's, by the way, Muslima, where the Makar, where people get it. Oh, but this union of midas and spheres, what does this refer to? Because I'll tell us, Eretz Kol Malatayra, it didn't mean that we have to work in order to be able to, before we start learning Torah. No, that's not what it meant. What it meant was that a person has to create himself into a clean muksha, to make himself ready, but Derech HaMidas, that he refines himself, like Chazal, like the Torah says, Olachto Bidrochov, Mahu Rachum, Afato Rachum, that we have to resemble and appreciate our Tzelelikim, and understand that we need to refine it, and utilize the same midas that we see from the world of the Rebbein Shem, how the Rebbein Shem created the world, and to refine ourselves in that way. And therefore, these 7 weeks is a chance, and the time is muksha, to be misakin our midas. And finally, we know the famous Gemara Yevamos. The Gemara Yevamos says, and Rebbe Kiva says, it doesn't just refer to children, it refers to Talmidim. Rebbe Akiva had 12,000 Zugei Shel Talmidim, 24,000 Talmidim, and they all died from Pesach Ad Atzeres. Says the Gemara Hashem, they know a good Kavod Zeh. Because they didn't treat each other with honor, the Rebbe Akiva wiped out a whole, the next Messiah, which was supposed to be handed through these Talmidim to the next generation, they were wiped out until Rebbe Akiva went to Rabbi Seder Shabbatarim, and he created another new Talmidim. And that's why the halacha in Shulchan Aruch Avada, when noyeg that the halacha shei, that when noyeg minig abelus, which is, we don't listen to music, passes, haircuts, etc. But the reason is because we recognize the tremendous loss that of the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva dying during this period of time. In which Be'etzem, Inyan of Benor, Kovitz Elezeh, is walked as an Inyan of Midas. So we see there's two Inyonim in the Yoyim. All Inyonim to be Mechen for Torah. One is to be Mechsakin ourselves, and in our, the way that we behave, Bein Odom Lechaveroi. And the other is abandoned, Bein Odom Lamokim, in the way that we prepare ourselves for the Torah, Kilech HaTov Nosati Lochem, to appreciate the great Matana. We have to be ready, we have to make ourselves in the right place that we can be able to appreciate Torah. So today I would like to talk about maybe one of the Kinyoni HaTorah, which also will be a reflection of the tikkun of this middah uniquely in relation to the middahs of Tiferes. So let's look at the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Fascinating Gemara for those of you who also did WMU. You'll remember this Gemara. The Gemara says, Omer Belaza said, Ka Odom Lo Omel Nivra, every person was created to work. Says the Gemara, how do we know this? Because it says, Ki Odom Lo Omel Yunot. Ein Yedeh, says Gemara, I don't know. Im La Mal Peh Nivra, Im La Mal Melacha Nivra. Was a person created for the work of the mouth or the work of the person, the physical work? Sha'ima ki okaf alof piu, when it says he presses on the mouth of Imala Malpeh Nivra, a person was created to work with his mouth. A dining yid asil, don't know. Imla mal Torah, is it for the work of Torah, which is with the mouth? Imla mal Sicha, if it's for just talking. Sha'ima li yomar sefa Torah zemipicha, but Imala mal Torah Nivra. So the Gemara, in short, seems to highlight there are three types of amibs. Three types of work. There's a Malmalacha, there's a Maltera, and there's a Malsicha. Now, obviously, there was never a Havamin in the Gemara that a person was created just to sit and work. Because someone created this world, he didn't need to create this us just to work in the world. There's no purpose in that, no value. So the Bedi Yoda gives a beautiful explanation in what the Gemara, the three types of Omol, and what the Shaila of the Gemara was. He says, La Omol is roughly Tevis, Lumoid, Amanos, Lelamid. So, the Gemara had the following shayla. Malacha refers to the mitzvahs, the maisim, the asiyah, what we do in the mitzvahs. Said the Gemara the following shayla, what is the ikkah? Is the ikkah working to be mekayim as many mitzvahs as possible? Or, the Gemara shayla is, the ikkah is hevu, to make hevu, to be ma'ami talmidim harbe, that the inyan is to be able to be lilmoid amanos lelamid. So the Gemara answers, and that's the same. Rosh Hashanah is Lilmoid Amanos Nasis. Said the Gemara, Aveda, the Ike is not La Mal Malacha, not the Ike is the Mitzvahs, a Maisim Tevim, but the Ike is the Amal. The learning, the teaching. But says the Gemara, very nice, it's a Torah, but what sort? Is it La Mal Sicha, or is it La Mal Torah? Because when you learn the Torah, you learn it with your mouth. Is it by learning Torah, or is it by davening? And on that, the Gemara answers that the fact that it says, Yomush, HaTorah Azem Mipicha, that it's referring to Torah, Dahayin Libad HaTorah. So there are three forms of Amal, which is the Malacha, which is the Mitzvah Ma'is and Tevim, there's Libad HaTorah, and there is Tefillah. And the Gemara seems to imply that if a person had a choice, what should I be doing? Should I be learning Torah? Or should I spend an extra hour in davening? So the Gemara, Amal Torah. The only problem which we have with this Gemara, a number of problems, is the Gemara Nidah. The Gemara Nidah says that they ask the following shayla, Mayasa Odom V'yechkom. We all want to be clever, right? Moshem HaMelech chose Chochma. Chochma, we understand, is the greatest gift of all. Mayasa Odom V'yechkom. Omer Lahem. Yarbi Yeshiva V'Yimayisayir, a person should spend his time thinking learning Torah and diminish the amount he spends in his business. Shemar says, Haba Osakim V'Loi Hoyim. Many people tried this, it didn't work. Elo says the Gemara, Yevakshu Rachmim Mishah Chokh Mishaloi, they should be Mavakish with mercy to the Rebbein Shalom, Shanema Ki Hashem Mitr Chokh Mepiv Dasas Chokh. The says the Gemara is telling us that a person, Ha, says the Gemara, Maiko Mashmalon, the Gemara is a Moshul, the Gemara says Maiko Mashmalon, the Ha, Beloi, Ha, Loi Sakya. You need both. Avada, you can try your hardest to be a Chokhim, and you can sit and learn Torah, but it's not enough. If you don't have tefillah with it, then you won't succeed in becoming a Chokhim. One kasher is a gati, with Ossi Kamen state. If a person just works and sits and learns Torah, he'll succeed. We should believe him. So, what does the Gemara mean? Without tefillah, a person won't be able to find and become a Chokhim. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin seems to imply differently. The Gemara in Sanhedrin came up with a following deduction. Lo yomush ha-tayr mi-picha, that the ikke is a mal-tayr. The emphasis is that when it comes to Torah, Torah has two dolim. There's a Torah which is a chokhmah, can learn it academically. And then there's a Torah which is the mitzvahs, the person's guf, shape becomes a shtick Torah. His whole way of seeing everything, he becomes, is a complete fusion of Torah. Just like we find that in Yoni Torah, I believe we can say the same thing when it comes to Yoni Tefillah. But I want to be Macdon, the beautiful story. I was once on the plane, not once on the plane, about 2 months ago I was on the plane. And I was sitting next to Ayid, and very interesting Ayid. And he shared with me, he said to me the following. He said he had a very close shaykhus with the Baron Leibstein at the time. And one day he's visiting the Baron Leibram, and he said, the Baron Leib asked him the following question. He said, tell me, he said, this person's a big asker today, and he's very involved in ensuring that people who have medical problems, he always seems to find the right people in the right place at the right time. Very successful at it. So Baron Leib said to him, how come it is that you are very successful at this? So he said to Baron Leib, the song is our bizzle, and with a sort of cheek in the smile, he said to Baron Leib, I've got a question for Baron Leib. And I don't want just a pushaway tarot. He says, my question is, we say in davening, Karav Hashem b'chol k'irav, Hashem is close to all those who call him. V'l'choyl Hashem y'k'ru be'emes, and to all those that call out to him with truth. It's a complete contradiction. Either Karav Hashem b'chol k'irav, either Hashem is close to all those that call out to him, which is everyone. Oh, it's L'chol Hashem, Yikra'u Be'emes, to those that call out with truth. Baron Leib said, I don't have an answer right now, but I'll think about it. But 6 months later, he went to visit Baron Leib. And Baron Leib said, you know, I'm still bothered by the question. So he said, maybe I can offer a melitza. He said like this. He said, Baron Leib asked me, how is it possible that I'm so successful in finding help for others? Because we're not reading the words properly. It says, Karev Hashem l'chol k'irav. The person is close to everyone that calls out to him. U'l'choy l'Hashem yikru b'emes. And those who call out to Hashem with truth, which soy b'yurei of Yasser. If someone, he said to Rabbi, if someone's life is, bashethik, you know, for me, an hour is time, and time is money. And when I do what I'm doing it mamish l'shem shemayim. I have no ulterior motive. In that case, with Tzoyin Yerav Yasser, the Rebbe Shem makes sure that he puts those the opportunities to be able to find the right people in order to make a difference, to help others, Hashem makes sure it happens easy. When it comes to this idea of tefillah, it's very fascinating. Because we know that tefillah ovis tiknun. Ovis on the second tefillah. Avraham, Shachris, Yitzchak Mincha, Yaakov Marav. And the Lashonus HaTefillah, we know Rashi tells us there are 10 versions of tefillah. It's not just there's 10 versions of tefillah, there's 10 approaches to tefillah. And by Yitzchak, the Torah uses the words Vayitzi Yitzchak L'Sorach HaTzach. Very interesting term. What is the difference? What is Sicha? We said, Don Hamelet said, Tfilah lo'oni ki'atov b'fnei Hashem yishbeh Sicha. That I can only, I pour out my heart to Rabbi Yishlev. The person is davening and pouring out his heart as an oni. What does that mean? That means that a person recognizes his bedani, he has nothing. He has nothing. It's by kumtem gon, it's nothing. He's not entitled to anything, he doesn't deserve anything, but he's there to have a talk with the Rabbi Yishlev. Gavdesla writes a very interesting thing. He says, in the pasuk it says, "Loi by the Torah, loi b'shamayim he labor, loi mevel ayom he kiim b'chicho u'b'vavcha la'asayisay." What does it mean, kiim b'chicho u'b'vavcha la'asayisay? He says, imagine he had a huge truck, and the handbrake's off, the handbrake's not working. And it starts rolling down a mountain. You can have 10 of the strongest people trying to hold it. Not gonna help. All you need is a person to jump into the truck, turn on the engine, and press the brakes, and the truck will stop. This is a very fascinating thing. It says that when it comes to Torah, I find that there's the Asiya, but there's also the Ficho, and that is the engine which ensures that a person can connect and be able to come to the matzav, the point of where he can do and perform the mitzvah properly. Now, how does a person perform b'ficha? What does it mean b'ficha? You've got in the third kinyoni atayra, the third of the memches kinyonim, it says arichas sefasai. What is arichas sefasai? I know that when we sit and open a gemara, it's like a mogesh shmak. To sit and to open a Gemara and just read through and scan through the pages. Easy. So what is Arichas Sefasayim? It's an effort. But what does it mean? Somebody told me yesterday that he was sitting and learning. The Beis HaMadrash. He was going through a Gemara in Sanhedrin. One eight says Bishayim, one says Ba'arba. So he said, one says 2 o'clock, one says 4 o'clock. So somebody came over to him and said, no. Shine doesn't mean 2 o'clock or 4 o'clock. It means 2 hours in the morning. When a person speaks and he opens his mouth with the words of Torah, it has a tremendous hashpah on the person. How do we know that? We find the Torah says, "Vayir Adam the nefesh chayo." What does the Targum say? The nefesh chayo lo ruach mal. That the power of speech is where the neshama, where the person's able to connect to the Rebbe Yishlev, to connect within himself. And what does that mean? Many times, if we just acknowledge and we don't verbalize something, then we're not able to have an objective view over it. When we verbalize something, we hear it for what it is, then we have a chance to be able to look at it, understand it, and make something out of it. When it comes to tefillah, there are two inyonim. There's a type of tefillah which is a bakosha, a matnas chinam. When we daven, we ask Hashem, please give me this, please give me that. There's also another type of tefillah. And that tefillah is a tefillah of sicha, which is the idea of being able to show Hashem, to ask Hashem, that I want to come as close to the revelation as possible. I'll explain to you what I mean of these two types of tefillah. Somebody once asked me, said to me, what does it mean when you say in davening, harchev picho v'amalei? Open your mouth wide and I will fill it. What does that mean, Bechal? A very, very good question. This year I was reading through Sassanis. So Semes brings out in the words to Tehillim, min ameitza karosi ka, ononi b'amerchav ka. What is this a reference to? So this Semes, min ameitza, we can't be so in Mitzrayim, v'ayitzaku b'nei Yisrael and Hashem. They were in a time of pain and suffering, and they cried to their Rebbe Yishlev. What happened? Rebbe Yishlev. Anogi Barer Hakko. That is the Shira Alayam. What does Kali Sol do in the Shira Alayam? Words which are unbelievable to say, Zekeini Vanveyu. A chutzpah. To say, as the Targum explains, this means that they desire to build the Mishkan, which the Rabbi Yishim should live in the Mishkan. How can he even say something like that? Now says, what do we see? That the Shira, which they said then, was Mikhail. And later, what happened? The Rabbi Yishim gave him the opportunity to build a Mishkan. What was the tefillah? The tefillah was when they sang the Shira. We want Rabbi Yishim to be as close to you as possible. That was their tefillah. We see the tremendous. We've been seeing the Rabbi Yishim. We want to come even more closer. If a person opens out his mouth, even when it's not as man of Tzoros, and he desires so much to want to come close to the Rabbeinu Shleilam, va'amaleyu, I'll fill, I'll ensure that his bakosha, his request is fulfilled and answered. Zekeini vanveyu, with binyan beis, with the Mishkan. The Sosefus goes further and he says, we say, akol kol yafid, there's two kolos. There's the koil which comes when a person is in a time of suffering. And there's also a koil which comes when a person is the menucha. What are the two different koilas? What is the difference between those two? Let's not go back to this idea of Tavaris. Sasev says a beautiful idea. He says, how do Klal Yisrael, which the Rachel said, Yisrael Hashem Chai spoil. Glad Yisrael, through whom, through you, I become glorified. That became through the Shir Alayam. By them singing on this, by the Yamsuf, that brought about this Teferis, that Glad Yisrael would rise to this tremendous moment, this point of glory, in closeness to the Rebbein Shalom. When a person davens with a pshitus, meaning he understands that we have chokhma, but everything is in Gansan Rabbeinu, without the bakosha, it's just a simple, straightforward talk between one person to another. Then at that point in time, says the Gemara, that type of sicha, says the Gemara in Nidla, is the sicha which we say, Ki Hashem yitin chokhma piv da'asas vana. What that means is that through the tefillah, a person gets transformed to the point that he can be zoicha to the Torah on a level where it becomes that same idea of Torah becoming a shtick Torah through the koyach tefillah that ensures that person will become able, that Torah becomes absorbed in him, that he becomes a ben Torah. However, the Gemara in Sanhedrin is not referring to that. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, which says the Ike is Lamal Torah, the Gemara is referring to as Torah as in its own, on its own. The Ike Avoida is Torah. But if a person wants to achieve the level of where a person is going to be Ki Hashem Yitin Chochmah in Pitnas Asuna, a person wants to become completely a part of Torah, in that way, a person needs a bakosha of rachmah. So the one Gemara is not referring, one Gemara is referring to tefillahs, bakoshas. That, no. That about the Ikkei's Torah. Or if it comes to a tefillah of bayi rachmah, which is a sicha, which a person is using in order to be able to show a tremendous desire, harkepicho v'amaleim, the Gemara says, avada, ki Hashem yitzchochem b'yadas. When we look at the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, we see a very similar thing. What was it that the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, they didn't loinagu kavod zeh? How is it possible that they couldn't show kavod to each other? And the answer is one simple. It's whether Torah is a chokhma, or Torah is something which, obviously I'm talking according to their level, which is not our level. Torah is a chokhma, or Torah is something that we live, it's something which is a gift. If you think Torah is a chokhmah, it's not a gift, it's mine. And therefore, there was a hiskaris, there was a pram, there was a gaiva. When it came to their level, each comparatively to competitively to their chavrusas, that they were able, they felt that they could deride the chavrusas, or they felt better than the chavrusas. But if they would have been makir to this level of where that Torah is, it's all a gift. If through their tefillah they would have shown that we understand that this is a gift, then there would be nothing to be proud of. Faket, a greater responsibility. The more clever I am, the more responsibility I have to utilize the Torah in the way the Rishon demands of us. Efshe, that is this idea that we can take to these Yimei Ha'ima, that there is a great power with our mouths, and the mouth gives us a chance to transform ourselves, to be able to come close to Rabbein Shalom through Limudat Torah. But that is when we verbalize it. But Arichas of Asayim, as the Mishnah says, when we say it out, we use our full papers, we're not embarrassed, we're there just to get the greatest, to be able to come to understand things just a little bit better. Yeah, you can understand it by scanning, but when you read it, it's harder, but you'll understand it better. If a person shows his value for Torah, then a person understands that the makor of this is only through the tefillah that he has, the Rabbein Shalom Besicha, he understands the Rabbein Shalom is the makor. His whole purpose of learning Torah is to come close. And Be'ez Hashem, even if we can be misakin our midah in this small way of Tiferes, it'll tap to be a true glory, and we'll be able to be zeicha to the Kabbalah Satir, which will be Rosh Hashanah.
Oh, hey! You said you
First of all, I didn't walk over.
Sorry?
I didn't walk over to you. I was sitting next to him. It was running so loud that it was 2 o'clock. So he said, it took a second hour. And just let me tell you, many years ago, when I